Hello, welcome to Living La Vida Lockdown, the online comedy chat show hosted by me, Rob Mulholland. Good to have you here. Today we are joined by another excellent lineup. Adam Staunton, who always pisses himself at my intros. We've got Adam Staunton to the side of me here. Hello, Adam. You all right, mate?
Hello.
Hello. Returning guest. Good to have you back. And down in this corner here, we have got Jack Carroll.
Hello.
Hello, Jack. Good to see you, mate. And below me, we've got a bloody twofer. A two-for-one comedian bargain basement deal. We have got Daddy Sutcliffe and Alice and June Smith. Good to see you guys.
All right, pals. Good to see you.
Yeah, lovely to have you. Thanks for coming on. It's just a good bunch of mates today. Normally, I just get any cunt who's got a bit of profile, but today I thought I'd get people I like.
Normally you get people with profile, but today you thought we'll get people with no profile whatsoever.
Yeah, well, and Jack. I know, and Jack. No, Jack's all over the telly, mate.
And, well, people with largely undeserved profile as well.
Mate, you were a very cute child. You deserve all those followers.
If I had your hat and beard and glasses, I would steer away from cute children as much as possible. while we were on a webcam.
Mate, at least Jack, I'm socially distanced.
When you got
out, Jack, how dirty are you?
How old was it? Were you like 14 when you did?
Yeah.
Was it like just like vans just driving past your house all the time, just full of creepy blokes a week later?
Well, I've had mates go on telly and say that they got a lot of DMs afterwards from, thirsty DMs from people wanting to bang.
Like, that's the thing, though. They all look like three variations of you, Rob, and Adam.
Yeah. This isn't live, you know. This isn't on YouTube or anything. This is
this is just for my personal collection.
Go straight to Operation U-Tree's like control room.
Oh, this has got to be monitored somewhere, surely. Like, if they're not, then they're doing a disservice, definitely. Like, Alison and Daddy, like, you two, like, you are just across Manchester from me, aren't you, currently?
Yeah.
Lockdown together. Anyone else in your house? Just you two, innit?
Just us.
Yeah, how's that going?
Well,
sorry, that wasn't meant to be quite as leading a question as it sounded. And how is it?
Well, when we started, when we were setting up, these gentlemen got to see us have a little bit of a fight. A microphone that we've never used before. So we've just like built IKEA furniture is what it feels like for an hour before we decided to come and speak publicly, which I don't know. I don't think couples
Ooh,
do it.
What have you built?
Yeah.
No, they were speaking metaphorically. They're talking about plugging in the microphone and that, don't they? Come on, keep up, mate.
Oh, sorry. I just get excited when I hear IKEA.
I know, it's just like, what have you built? Have you got a bloody Kallax? I love that. That shelf behind me, that's IKEA. I built that.
Yeah, I'll give you an Allen wrench.
Was that exciting because it was a signifier of the outside world? Like, you've been to IKEA, that's amazing.
Oh, I remember that. Remember the outside world?
No, I don't. I don't remember it at all. I try not to think about it because if I do, I go insane. Yeah.
There is no more outside world right now, is what's happening.
Yeah, it's fucked. It's over. Forget about it. This is what we do now. We live here on my computer.
Do you know what? I work from home anyway. So it's just been, there's been no furlough for me. So it's just been a regular day. And with this like half an hour like walk that I'm getting on my lunchtime every day, I actually quite like it because it's a bit like North Korea outside now. Everyone's just scuttling to get the fuck home, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
There's a guy across the street from me like, why is he out? And I'm like, why is he fucking out? Obviously, I've been careful when I've been going on my walks. I've had like my crash helmet on and, my riot shield and my cosh, and I've just been banging it. And just shouting, stay at home, stay inside, everyone. And everyone.
This is for the NHS. Yeah.
On the hour, every hour.
Why aren't you fucking clapping? Like, the clapping has properly got to that level, hasn't it? Like, I live in a working class area of Manchester, so it's not bad, but I keep seeing stories online of like, you know what it's going to be like in middle class suburbia? Like, number seven aren't out clapping. They haven't got a pan.
Yeah, all like Morris dancers and shit like that, you know, really going over the top.
Yeah.
Like, it took them 3 hours to prep for a 2 minute clap. Like, you know, mates.
I think rather than Rather than clapping, they should have proper PPE. That's what I think. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Fucking hell. Someone's after some fucking retweets. Look at him.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Are you listening, feds?
Yeah. Peace and love.
Yeah.
Where can we find your blog?
Do you know what, though? I just wish someone would say it. And I've, you know, the fact that I have to.
I don't know what else, right? I think that Nathan should get footballers' wages. I'm sorry, but that's.
I think we should all be able to operate on ourselves,
oh
okay?
My God.
We should all just be trained.
tell you what though, footballers volunteer to take a pay cut. You haven't seen that from any fucking nurses, have you? They still want full bumps, don't they? Greedy.
Listen, Johnny Depp once said that Paul Whitehouse was the greatest actor in the world, right? I've been driving an ambulance for a week and no one has checked an ID or anything. I'm the greatest actor in the world.
Put the sick people in the back and I drive away.
Let's get some lap pool. Come on.
It'll cheer you up.
Jack, who are you with, mate? What's your lockdown situation?
So I'm with my mum, my dad, my brother and my sister.
And a bucket of Vindaloo.
Live at home.
I still live at home, yeah.
You've got nearly 100,000 followers on Twitter. Why are you still living at home?
Because I don't have to do anything.
Yeah, wow. never underestimate how fucking lazy Jack is.
The grass is definitely greener. It just is.
Yeah, like when have you ever done your own washing, Jack?
No.
There we go. Can you cook at all?
I can do pasta and toast.
Yeah, stay at home. Stay at home. Yeah. Don't move out, mate. Don't move out.
Absolutely, because then I'm free to go after intellectual pursuits and play computer games. So I'm mainly the computer games bit, which makes me.
You've been living this.
Have you tried anything different on your toast recently? Have you gotten wild in that regard?
Good question. Asking the real shit.
I said I can make toast. I didn't say I ate it. I get someone else to make me something nicer.
So he puts something in the toaster and goes, bring me a fucking chicken. Do you think it's like a machine where you just shout into it, Oreos?
I'd love you to just get the American Beauty bit and just huff a plate against the wall. I was on BGT.
I got a golden buzzer, you cunt. tell you what, one of my absolute favourite things in the world is gigging with Jack now. Jack is has grown up into a proper grown up actual comedian. But people come expecting him to still be a really adorable 15-year-old, you know, who's got really cute jokes about his disabilities and stuff. And don't get me wrong, he's got jokes about his disabilities. They're just fucking savage now. So he's got endless pedo jokes and they're great. They're really funny. But I can just, I love watching people who's audience. This will be adorable and heartwarming, being like.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I do get away with a lot. Oh. I was thinking that the other day.
Mate, outrageous amounts. Outrageous.
I just get let off.
It does. It's just being cute. It's just being because you're still an adorable presence. You've just got a heart of soul. Yeah, it's just soul that's black and wrong.
An adorable presence.
Where was your guys' last gigs before this started? Where was your last one, man?
Wrexham Arts Theatre. I closed naturally, and it went very well, and I enjoyed it, and I look forward to doing it again someday.
That was an excellent plug, Adam.
Yeah, and you know what else, right? I got paid in cash, and thank fuck for that, because I've done about 5 big shops since then, and if I hadn't been paid in cash, I'd probably be bankrupt by now.
Yeah, man. my last week of gigs had to stretch fucking far. It's really been rationed out.
Did you do any, you know, when there were people on Facebook saying you shouldn't be doing any more, it's immoral, did you do any in that you know, in that 3-day stretch?
No, my last ones were, I gigged with you, Jack, on
that was my last gig, I was going to say.
Yeah, it wasn't my actual last one. I think it was my second last. Although that might have been my actual last one, actually, because that was like a Sunday night, wasn't it, that we gigged together?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that was either my last or, no, in fact, I did that one. Then the week after, I did one and it already felt like it shouldn't have been happening. Like, I was at the gig like, this doesn't feel right.
Do you think that's where you caught it?
Maybe. I might have already had it by then, though, because I travel around so much and I meet so many people. I probably already had it. I probably spread it around half of fucking Manchester going to that gig.
Although, I shook your hand twice, though.
Yeah, I know. I was trying to kill you. Mate, I licked you when you weren't looking.
You thought I wasn't looking.
How about you, Danny Allison? Where were you at?
I was Comedia, Brighton.
Oh, mate, that's fucking beauty.
Oh, wow.
You lucky bastard.
It was so gorgeous to go out on, but having to go from Brighton to London Victoria to Euston on the weekend that it was announced that we were going into lockdown. I think the day after we got locked down.
Yeah.
So it was like going through ground fucking zero. And like me.
I was a crazy person because Canada was ahead of us here in the UK. So Canadians, they were like, they were getting information on like, wash your hands, wash food that comes in the house. They were getting real paranoid. So my friends were calling me. So at that point I had already like bought Danny gloves and I was like, this is what you'll wear. And we actually had to talk because we were like, should you be going? But we were like, it's Comedia Brighton. So that is a testament to how good that club is. I was like, you might die, but that club?
It's sick though. I love that club so much.
Progression.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you might have been able to opening. But like that, what I really enjoyed in that story was the talk where you, Alison, definitely sat Danny down with gloves and went, you're wearing these?
Yeah. It's like Paddington Bear getting dressed, like, fucking, where we go on for me? Like, fucking gloves.
Because Danny will definitely be like, fuck a virus, I'll fucking twat it.
I keep having to remind him, you can't physically fight a virus. You want to, but that is not...
Yeah, there's nothing to punch.
You can oppose it morally, yeah.
That's an interesting one, though, because there were those people in that clip that went round of the English people on holiday in Benidorm basically saying that they were using it as a chance to, like, show off how hard they were. Going that it just needs to run through us all, I'm not afraid, sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah, and like that... being from Pontefract is the fucking antidote. man, like that was so mad, that shit. You are right, like it was just, but like you've got to remember that sample of British people is skewed by it being people who've chosen to go to Benidorm on holiday. Like, you know, like that is.
Yeah.
Mate, it's 40 quid a flight.
Your clientele, yeah.
No, those are my people. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. Those are my people. But I don't trust them with virology.
I suppose, like, the thing there is as well, they've chosen to go to a place where they can still get a full English breakfast. They're not going to change their way of life because of the pandemic.
They haven't changed it for a fortnight in a different country. Yeah, you are fucking right,
man. They've got Carlin on draft. Brilliant.
We can watch the Premier League. It's exactly like being at home, but it's warm.
Well, speaking of the virus, man, like, have you heard this today with Trump saying, you like, everyone's like, oh, I'm just going to inject Domestos.
Mate, like, look, fucking, right, the virus, it, like, at first there was a little bit of me, I'll be honest with you, that was like, we do kind of need to thin the population, but this has been horrible, I'm not saying that, but if we're going to have some natural selection, having him tell people to inject bleach, again, it's the people going to Benidorm that we're going to lose. Right.
That's exactly it. Yeah.
Barry Scott is in his prison cell punching the fucking wall right now. Fuck! But the Russians have been doing that for years with crocodile. Do you remember that?
Yeah, man. But that shit is.
Here we go.
Fuck it.
Here we go.
What the hell is crocodile?
Isn't it like petrol and fucking.
Yeah, basically. It's like smack times petrol. It's like it's like the most intense drug on earth. Like, it's the one that smackheads look at and go, are you mental doing that? Yeah. It, like, it doesn't even look fun. Like, when you see, like, pictures of people on crocodile, you never see anyone, like, at a rave, like.
Doesn't their skin start peeling off?
Yeah, that's why it was called crocodile. It made your skin look like crocodile.
Whatever you're picking, the minute that runs through it and gets into your bloodstream, it necrotizes. It turns green and black.
That's why it's called crocodile, because you look like a crocodile.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I've never even heard of this.
It's a last resort.
It's not a popular drug, Alison. Like, it's never really taken off.
I hope somebody's giving them all gloves.
Yeah, like I wonder what, like, it must be a hard time to be a smack addict currently, to be fair.
Oh, could you imagine? Yeah.
Yeah, like, difficult to get drugs. I haven't tried buying weed for a few weeks, actually, because I stocked up like a motherfucker, but I'm going to have to soon. But, like, the thing is, like, drug dealers will be, like, they'll still find a way. Like, you know, like, it doesn't matter what laws you put in place, drugs will still go about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love the fact, like, 10 minutes ago you did a big fat hit off your bong, Rob. Now you're saying that.
Yeah. But if drugs find a way, don't get me wrong. And, like, weed is
a way, mainly into my system.
Yeah. Weed isn't a drug.
It's an industry, right? Like, it's an industry, and so it's going to operate on a more restrictive, you know, like, you probably have to buy in bulk.
Yeah,
much like buy groceries and stuff like that. That's the way.
Yeah, no one's coming out for a 10 bag right now.
Yeah.
No, they'd be like, no, sorry.
I'm buying ounces. That's how I'm getting through this. But, like, I wonder if any dealers, you know, when there's like a type of dealer where it's a number you call and it's like one dude, but he's got a load of drivers. Do you wonder if any of them are furloughed drivers?
I had to. The guys had to talk and been like, okay, listen, buddy.
We're all making sacrifices.
He's going,
come into my office. I'm sorry, you furloughed. And then he's going, oh, mate, I just bought a Rambo knife. What are you on about?
Only daytime drivers now. There's only daytime deliveries. We're not doing nighttime. It's, you know, they've reduced their hours, much like Aldi and Tesco.
Yeah. But peak time for weed dealers. Like, if you're a coke or an ecstasy dealer, sorry, I imagine you're having a bit of a slump currently. Because, like, who's, like, racking lines now? Come on.
There'll be some. Well, most of the Tory government, probably.
Hello, fucking hell. Take that, Boris, you fucking prick.
See? Thank you.
Yeah.
That's great. I appreciate it. You do it. Be the voice that these people are afraid to be.
They should have PPE, though, shouldn't they?
They should, mate. PPE for nurses. For the nurses, guys. For the nurses.
Our brave lads in Iraq.
Brave lads.
You know what I used to... I think you'll appreciate this. In comedy clubs in Canada, because, like, at the end of the night, the bills come out, right? So the servers are still walking while the show's on.
Yeah, the bill drop, you call it, isn't it?
Yeah, the bill drop. So if I'm headlining, I will always take a moment just to say, and, you know, I'll be like, ladies and gentlemen, also tonight, your wait staff, they've worked really hard. The audience will start to applaud, and I'll go like, no, they don't give a shit about that. Tip them money. Nice. You need to give them money. And they used to say, every time you do that, we get more tips because you've taken the time to be like, because everyone thinks like this is doing a lot. And like,
this does more.
We want PPE. Okay, go on.
No, like, that's a great point. It's a great thing to do as well. Like, I don't get people, like, comedians who are dicks to staff at comedy clubs. Like, staff at comedy clubs, firstly, they're doing a hard job and they literally make our entire living possible and they don't get paid, like, much. But secondly, they can fuck you up in a number of ways. Like...
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's like fucking with the waiter. Don't do that. Like, they've got your food somewhere you can't see them. Like, be nice to them.
Always. They're more important than us. They're the money makers. We're not.
Yeah. Although, now, to be fair, I've never seen a waiter's fucking name on the door outside, right? No one's buying a ticket because Tina's serving them a fucking cocktail. They're coming to see this guy.
Okay, I guess you're up. Let's challenge that. One day, let's go to a comedy lineup and go, you have a choice. Do you want your bar staff or your comedian?
Oh, shit, no, you're fair point. Yeah. It's like, we will sit in silence getting drunk. Fuck you. Yeah, all right. That is a very fair point. You are 100% right. We've got to know our place, man. Like,
don't forget. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like,
I mean, you've got like 30% of comedy clubs. Comedy is an incidental, isn't it? So
yeah, totally.
Hammered.
Yeah.
And like when it's like I always feel that especially keenly when it's like a comedy and curry night, and the curry is just as much of a draw. You know, like,
let's be fair, when it's a comedy and curry night, I'm excited. Like, I'm like, nobody told me there was a curry. Like, I get super excited. I'm like, do you have takeaway? Do you have a container? No, I got a bag. That's cool. Like, can I get excited about a curry night.
Well, Rob noticed that when we did a gig at a cricket club, that it's the same recipe that gets passed from pub to pub to pub.
Yeah, every single pub and working men's club has the same chili and the same curry. It's the same food.
I love how it's usually quite ethnic foods in racist establishments. As
yeah,
well.
Yeah, but you say ethnic foods. It's like, that is a curry, like in the same way a Rustler's is a burger.
Jack, are you one step short of putting on a mask at night and fighting fucking crime?
Who is this masked individual waddling towards me on sticks? Could it possibly be? Wait a minute, is that
it's Zimmer Boy!
All I'm saying is you are 100% correct, because the best curry I ever had in my life was from Chatham, Kent. So there we go. Yeah.
Like there's amazing curry in Britain, like for real. Like there is just amazing curry here. Because it's like, you know, it's now become its own thing. It's like British curry is its own thing. And like that's awesome. Yeah. And like they're fucking brilliant. But like I tell you what, since going veggie, the thing I miss most is curry. Like curry, like there's loads of vegetarian options, sure. Loads of them. But like fucking lentils or paneer like aren't the same as lamb. It's just not as good at all. So like curries have gone, they were like a lamb madras was like one of my favorite things in the fucking world. But like now, like curry is a constant disappointment. I need someone to make some fake meat curries. Like
Shit, I will put you in touch with someone. Our kid's got a guy.
Ah, mate, nice. I love it. Danny's got a guy.
We got a veg curry bag.
It makes it sound like he's making it in his fucking shed.
Don't ask questions.
Never question where it comes from. Guy just
it's fake meat. Mate. Mate, you're covered in blood.
I haven't given you me order, just eat it.
Cat isn't a real meat.
Then he got
have you guys been... So I know we talked about toast, and you magically have food appear for you, which I'm glad, like, well done. Have you guys been cooking more? Have you been, anything you've been making or trying? Have people been cooking for you?
Alison's been amazing, by the way.
That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, there we go. That was the setup.
Lasagna, like a fucking...
I've made lasagnas. I've made a parmesan, an eggplant parmesan. I've made a lot of pies, a fish pie.
Love a fish pie.
It was all a good fish pie. Right. Yeah. Really been trying. Oh,
I mean, sorry, fish pie is murder.
I know. I'm a bad person. I eat, but it's been delicious and exciting. And I'm not a good cook. I don't cook. I don't do it. I was always on the road too.
Yeah.
Oh, this is what I was saying before. Here's my tip to couples, if I can say this. So
go
we worked out a schedule where we still operate on the same hours. So. Yeah, we do see each other daily, whereas before I would be away for like 3 or 4 days at a time. But now what we do is we don't communicate. He stays upstairs, I'm downstairs during the day. And then when he's done work for the first hour, we switch again. So we're still on our own, but we don't come together until dinner time. And I think that's really helped a lot.
Yeah, I'm doing a similar thing with my partner, actually. Like, it's not, like, formalized like that, but basically what we do is, like, firstly, like, we're on different time schedules, always have been. It's only got more extreme during this because she's still working. So during the day, she has an office set up in, like, the dining room. She's down there working from 9 till 5. I only wake up at about 1 p.m. Like, I'm nocturnal as shit. But then I come in here and I just like I work and I work on videos and stuff and I do this until like 6. And then we have an evening together. And like we're actually spending a lot more time together like that, and it's nice. But then she goes to bed at about 10 and I've got the rest of the night to do what I want. So like we have that little window where we always see each other, we have a bit of time together. But like so that part of it's actually been really nice.
The rest of the time to do what you want was a recipe for Ted Bundy's marriage.
Yeah, like Staunton's got it right.
just going, you do what you want.
Don't ask any questions.
Hack a head off.
Training. one thing I've been doing as well, like in the downtime I have, I'll have like an hour. So I'm going to fuck comedy off and work, and I'm just going to be a professional Call of Duty streamer from now on. Lads. That's me calling. Okay. And the other, one thing I noticed the other day, I've been playing on it that much now. There's a level online, it's Piccadilly Gardens, Piccadilly Circus.
Right, sorry. Piccadilly Gardens in Manchester would be really different. It's just spice heads everywhere. Yeah, just dodging people like, mate, have you got a fucking quid?
Oh.
And just pigeon shit.
A tram comes past you. Boop, boop.
Motherfucker!
Quick, hide in Primark!
The Piccadilly Circus level the other day, I was that high, I didn't even run around killing anyone. I just had a look around the shops.
He's like, look, you really are this posh?
Quiet!
Mate, like, I've got that on my computer. Let's play together, man. Let's definitely do that. Like, yeah. I haven't played it and I'm fucking shit at those games, but I reckon that'll be funny.
Yes, it's great.
After he plays it for a while, I insist that he decompresses with
Mario Kart on the Switch. Yeah.
Right, okay. It brings down your energy.
Yeah, I give him like 45 minutes of kill time and then I'm like, I'm going to come down in 15. He might.
But she came down the other day and I was calling them all cunts because they overtook me like right on the
button. I think that'd be a good way to like treat war-induced post-traumatic stress disorder.
Get Mario Kart.
Getting to play Call of Duty for ages, get it all out of the system, and then just relax them with a bit of.
Surely Call of Duty is the last thing you want to do when you come back from war. That is a fucking busman's holiday, if I've ever heard one.
It's like an exposure thing, so you let them kill a few more people.
I think
and then
they've been exposed to enough, mate.
You bring out Yoshi.
Yeah, I reckon just get Yoshi straight in.
Yeah, but you could be like, well, this time you can save your friends. You know what I mean? That'd be why you do it. You can roleplay as a hero.
Well, you've got both your legs on this game.
Dead in a year, Adam. 1 year.
Fucking hell.
Is that shared by anyone else on this Zoom?
Jesus Christ. Like,
hey, Danny, have you really got Mario Kart? Because I've got a Switch.
I have, mate, yeah.
All right, sweet. So I'm going to buy the game and then play you on it.
This is awesome. We're just setting up games. Have you got any games we could play together, Jack?
I've been playing a lot of Red Dead Redemption.
You can take your washing round.
I don't tend to... what was that?
You could take your washing round to let your mum do two loads.
Yeah, nice.
Make a game of it.
That would be great. I've been playing a lot of Red Dead.
Yeah.
Which is, it's all right, but like, they give you this big place to like roam around in, but then expect you to just do missions by the script, and it does my head in a bit.
All right. Well, I've been playing Euro Truck Simulator, so I can't relate. I've been doing quite a lot of that. Like, yeah. I mean, I've got loads of games. Like, the thing is, I bought loads of games for this, being like, when I'm locked down. Mate, I hope so. Like, in fact, I hope there's not
that
been.
Be amazing.
That would be great if you, like, yeah, they should really ramp that level up. There is a new game out called Drug Dealer Simulator, which I think I'm going to get. Like, I've discovered since this lockdown, my favorite, like, genre of computer game is, ludicrously over detailed simulations. Like, I've been playing Thief Simulator a lot where you burgle people. But yeah, I think Drug Dealer Simulator, I'm going to fucking shine.
See how many criminals it has taken away from the streets just through these simulator games. All the good people that could have gone on and, you know, made a name for themselves in the underworld. And now just, there'll be no Ronnie and Reggie craze left because of these little nerdy, shitty games.
Nah, man, they're even better than before. They're even like, they're learning skills. They're on a simulator. Like, those guys on 9/11 didn't just jump in a cockpit, did they? No, they got in the simulator and they fucking learned how to fly the plane.
You imagine, like, land it. Ocean's
11, like fucking nephews, man children in their basement.
Mate,
like, cool music.
Those guys are like that, man. Like it's insane. Like the level of, like, 4chan get a lot of shit, rightly. Like, it is like like, you know, it's the hell on earth, like, bit of the internet. But occasionally they do something amazing. Like, I think, like, I think it was like last year they like started terroring Shia LaBeouf, and like they used detective skills for good, because like they are so nerdy they can find fucking anything. So Shia LaBeouf did an art project where he put up a white flag somewhere. So they found it and in real life stole the flag. So then he put it on top of a building in Newcastle in Britain. They found that and then they took it down. So then Shia LaBeouf put the flag in an undisclosed location, just with all you could see was the sky and the flag. So there was no identifying features, so they couldn't find it. So over the course of the day, they started watching the footage to see where planes came, and then mapped that with flight maps to see where planes could intersect like that at those times, linked it up. Then they got someone off the forum who lived vaguely in the area of where it could be to drive around beeping their horn until they heard it on the camera, and they got the flag in I think it was 8 hours. It was insane. So
wow, the power of autism.
Yeah, this is it, man. It's weaponized autism,
isn't it? The sheer power of it.
They could all be using it for good. That's a good point, Adam. Look at
it. Yeah. Isn't that nice to see instead of just, fucking punching the walls?
Is that the type you've got?
I've been diagnosed. I've been told I stare a lot.
You should have got diagnosed. It were all the rage among comics last year.
Yeah, man. Are you fucking starting, Jack? Are you you're fucking neurotypical. I will not have this sort of ableist bullying from you, Jack.
Oh, God, it's nice to have
the
show on the other foot, even though it's orthopedic.
Do any of you, not Jack, but do you, Rob, Alison, or Danny, do any of you have any disabilities or stuff that's wrong with you?
I've got ADHD.
Really? Diagnosed?
Not diagnosed, man, because I try getting an appointment right now. I've been on a waiting list for about 2 years. But it's one of those things where they diagnose it via checklist, basically. And if you tick enough of the symptoms, you've got it. And I'm textbook. So, on the scale of disability, is literally rung number one. I don't think we even get in the Paralympics. We're not in one of the categories.
Yeah, there's some disabilities that can't climb past the third rung.
Just a lot of people with ADHD trying to do the 50, what is it, 1,400 metres? Yeah. Just all veering off to the other side.
Just keep going to chat with someone in the crowd.
It's over there.
They're late for the start. Shit, sorry, I forgot my shoes. No, it's actually a very real disability because noises make me angry. There is a thing with it. There's a thing that's similar to autism where I get overstimulated, which it makes it sound it's embarrassing because it's basically if I'm in a supermarket where it's really bright and echoey, it grates on me constantly and I get really wound up and I'm a dick to go shopping with in certain shops and our living room has a really shitty echo in it at the moment and it's driving me mad and it's therefore driving my partner mad because I'm just fucking...
That's just finding things annoying. That's not ADHD.
No.
That's you being a fucking whiner.
Yeah, there's a level of that, but there's also
I've tagged it with something. It's just being annoyed.
Yeah.
No, but
if it was a good echo, I'd like it, but it's such a shit echo.
Honestly,
how this has changed from living La Vida lockdown to diagnoses on trial. You fucking ain't got all wrong with what you on about.
I've got loads of things, and if you want to hear more, come see my heart-wrenching Edinburgh show. The boy who couldn't find his keys.
God, I would go see that show.
What me trying to act like it's a serious issue, all the way through. obviously, right, ADHD is a pain in the dick and it causes a lot of problems. But, on the scale of shit, I'm not fucking... I've got the best one you could possibly have. It's I call it diet autism is what I've got.
You've got a sexy one.
Yeah, it's, relatively, because it makes you, sort of energetic and, I think there's a, I think all my... It's charisma. That's what it gives you, ADHD. Charisma and forgetfulness.
The most difficult thing with diet autism is the calorie counting. Very precise.
Three applause breaks you've had this show.
I like it. Just sits back thing. Hydrating fully with his massive fucking bottle, making sure he's ready to go.
That's the thing, right? I've only really chatted, well, to me missus over FaceTime and to me immediate family, so the novelty for them wears off. Whereas I've got on a chat thing with other people and I'm just zinger after zinger, like someone who's an insufferable dick in a green room.
Yeah, yeah. Like yourself, yeah.
Yeah.
Did cool. you know I met David
if
Walliams?
We were in the green room, I'd probably be on my phone by now. I'd be playing Words with Friends with Phil Padgett.
I'd still be chatting to the bar staff, yeah.
Do a great job, guys.
Do a great job. That's for all the bar staff.
Can I have a glass of diet autism, please?
Yes, sparkling.
Oh, we've got autism zero, sorry.
Oh, it's got no dyslexic in it. I don't...
Yeah, we've got cherry dyslexia.
It's not got E numbers, it's got B numbers.
You guys are all into your hip-hop, aren't you?
I am, mate, yeah.
Have you been watching Machine Gun Kelly go slowly insane in his quarantine?
I haven't, mate, no. Like, what's he been up to? Like, he's a fucking lunatic anyway.
So he's been doing some new stuff. It just, you know when you go into a YouTube rabbit hole and like this just ended up here? So there's one where he's done one with, I can't remember the name, but they both sat in the fucking bathroom and it just looks like they're both having a shit and recording this fucking song on Zoom. And the other one, he's doing a rap in his car and smoking a blunt. He does a lot of smoking a blunt, so like there's a lot of start in the video and he's, and then there's one where he's
lame.
He's in a hoodie that says NASA. Really? And then, so he's doing covers as well. So he starts off, he rings Marilyn Manson. And he's just like, what's up? And he's like, I am doing covers. Have you got a song you want me to do? And Marilyn Manson just goes, Rihanna. Like, and he's like, all right, okay. Like, I just like, put the phone down.
That's the way Marilyn Manson had answered every phone call for about.
Ding Rihanna!
Yeah.
What do you want for dinner, Marilyn?
Rihanna! He's the guy that got tried to start beef with Eminem in the machine.
Yeah, like he's trying to build a career in fucking 1999. Like, send for someone from this century, man. Jesus.
Yeah. Replied though, didn't he? Danny
yeah, he did. He's got nothing better to do. Do you see that fucking Trump freestyle he did? Like, you know, Eminem's doing fucking anything now. Eminem had come on this.
I am Eminem.
Well, I'm Dr. Dre.
Right, please.
I'm Sunday Bayou from the Lighthouse family.
We're all Rob Mulholland.
Hashtag Je suis Rob Mulholland. fucking hell. So what, like, I've been... What's that?
Have you done anything odd while you've been in quarantine? Like, have you...
Are we on about his ADHD again?
Yeah, mate, actually...
Well, that's the norm, like...
Actually, I got very stressed when I was trying to work out a calendar the other day, so I think you'll find it's a real issue.
Where's my round of applause?
Mate, honestly, right, I think the grossest thing I've done so far is... my body's not coping well. I farted so loud the other night that I woke up a kid next door. But also, like, I've gone a bit, like, went on the second clap, I went for a walk at 8 p.m. so I could soak it up. I think that was the moment where I was like, I need to fucking give my head a shake here.
You ready,
mate? Honestly, right, I was gonna make a video of it. I was gonna make a video of me in the street, and I was gonna like introduce myself and then walk down. Of course I was, mate. Everything's content now. But as I was doing it, the clap didn't really take off as much as the first one. So there's like four people in this fucking street in Manchester clapping. Oh. And like I realized, I sort of just caught sight. You know when you catch yourself doing something, and I was like, I'll just turn that off and go have a think about myself.
You should have done it wearing like scrubs that are covered in blood, just running down the street, screaming.
Not again.
I did go a little bit mad the other day. I've been like, I'm not on Instagram a lot, but I follow a guy called Dan Bilzerian. Have you?
All right, isn't he like? Is he off Shark Tank or some shit? He's like a billionaire, isn't he?
He's the poker geezer, isn't he?
Yeah.
And the naked women.
He's like ultimate alpha man, wolf style. Yeah.
And I was like, so I went down like a billionaire rabbit hole, and then I did. You know, like you do a smallest to biggest in your head about billionaires.
Surely, a billionaire rabbit hole is a hair hole.
So, and then I started to list which billionaire I could like batter and which one I couldn't.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's interesting, because I reckon most billionaires are pretty easy to kick fuck out of.
Well, that's it, you see, you'd think, right? But Rob,
Alison could have Zuckerberg easily.
But hang on, right, so Bill Gates. Yeah, all right.
Bill Gates, and not Bill Gates out easy.
You'd throw him over the house like a fucking shoe. You know what I mean? Yeah. Zuckerberg.
Yeah. Pussy.
Do you reckon, though?
Yeah, like, man, right. I definitely reckon I'd take Zuckerberg easy.
No, because I reckon that a lot of them have, like, made themselves into part robot.
You see, I reckon Zuckerberg has got, like, that smackhead strength. Yeah. Tech anything you throw at him. But eventually I ran the numbers, and I do overcome it and get the better of him on a cliff top.
Okay, good. Yeah. Jagged rocks.
Yeah, Elon Musk.
I saw him smoke that joint. I could batter that guy.
Right. But he's oddly built, right?
I'm oddly built.
True. But like, he's definitely got concealed things, you know what I mean? Like loads, you know, those.
Yeah, flamethrower watch.
Yes. Like Wolverine claws, but out of his forehead.
Inspector Gadget.
Yeah. Elon Musk is full on Inspector Gadget. Like that guy needs to like just get over Batman, innit?
And then obviously Dan Bilzerian. Did you see that clip? Do you know when the Vegas shootings happened? I'm aware of it. Hotel room.
Yeah.
20th floor, and he's firing machine guns across the crowd. There's a clip of Dan Bilzerian pinned against this wall, and you can see like where the shooter's from. And there's a cop like about 6 feet away from him, and just firing up. And Dan Bilzerian's pinned to the wall, but being filmed, just going, "Give me a fucking gun! Give me a gun!" And the cop's like, "Shut the fuck up!"
Oh, that's incredible, man. Like,
and he Instagrammed himself driving home to go and get his guns. And then it was all over by the time he got back.
Of course it was. That doesn't go on that long. Man, like, mate.
You stay up there.
Yeah, 1 second, I'll be back for you.
I'm like, coming back, you motherfucker.
Yeah.
Mate, on celebrity reactions to the Vegas shootings, right? This is a weird tangent you've spun us off on here, right? I was the other week, I was watching, there was a documentary called Last Laugh in Vegas, where a bunch of like old like British comedians went to Vegas to do a show, this like reality show following them. And the Vegas shootings happened during filming. So you get to see footage of the morning when like all these people, like, who's on it? Cannon and Ball. You get to see them reacting to the Vegas shootings with... Who else is on it? Oh, fuck me. I'll get it up on my screen while I'm getting it up. But
Mick Miller was on that.
He's Mick Miller's on it. Yeah, Mick Miller is like... Mick Miller's like the only one that I was like, oh, he's a genuinely good comedian. Yeah. Like,
Sutty's like that, just covering his eyes.
Yeah, man. It's like, who's on it? Right, here we go. Last Laugh in Vegas. Because like, my memory is so dog shit. So yeah, Cannon and Ball. Bernie Clifton is in it as well. Kenny Lynch, Sue Pollard.
Stop it.
Yeah, so you get to see all these people react in real time to the Vegas shootings in the morning. It's honestly, it's one of the most bizarre bits of TV I have ever seen, and it's on YouTube. It's freely available to watch. Like, it blew my fucking mind. I watched that scene about 4 times where they come into the kitchen, and like, one of Cannon and Ball is just like,
I can't
believe it. And like Bernie Clifton's like, ooh.
He's going, rock on, Tommy. Now's not the time, mate.
Yeah.
Bit of respect.
Yeah, but like at the end of the episode, they do the show and like Bernie Clifton sings opera and everyone cries. It's really weird, mate. It's yeah, so I highly recommend that.
All right, I'll have a look. UFC is going ahead.
Oh, is it going ahead? I thought that I thought they made him stop that.
Well, now he's going to do it somewhere. He's going to do it in a private location, but he's not. I don't think he's going to do it on an island anymore.
Oh, man, yeah. I liked the island plan. Like, I think they should ramp it up. Like, make it, like, you know, if you're going to do it, like, do it in a fucking volcano.
Conor McGregor's going to fight a car.
You can't get near people. So, yeah.
Fight things, yeah. Or animals. No, that's cruelty. Fight things.
Yeah, Cowboy Cerrone versus the Statue of Liberty.
If someone manages to get top position on you, though, you just cough in the face.
Yeah, that is it. The lick is now going to have to be a banned move.
Or cough on your fist. And then
just before you going out, or just in the middle of your fight, you just go, "Oh, guys, it's time for the clap." And when they're like, "Oh, sorry, yeah, that's very respectful." Pow! Just immediately, whatever position. Oh, sorry, of course, yeah, let's clap for our brave NHS staff.
The thing is, if it's on a private island as well, there's no laws, so technically, one of the fighters has got like a concealed gun. Or like a sniper in the fucking back.
I think there's still rules in UFC. I think they're still going to try and make them adhere to some rules. There's still going to be a referee there. It's not just going to be like a chimp with a knife in its teeth. Like,
the referee should be the chimp.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. The chimp with the knife is the ref. If you get the knife, you win. Like, really mix it up. Like, fuck it. Like, multi-ball it. Like, UFC should start getting more, like, wrestling gimmicks. Like, let's have a six-man scrap. Like, let's build it up.
They do team UFC.
Shit. Yeah, I saw that team stuff. Have you ever seen this, Danny and Allison?
Never worked, though.
No, it was like team UFC, but all that would happen
It's an outlet for football hooligans, mainly.
Yeah, essentially.
So, street brawl, just...
So six versus six or, like, whatever, and they'd just, like, start fighting. But what would instantly happen is, like, a couple of people would get knocked out on one team and then the other team are outnumbered. And then it was just, like I clicked on it once being like, oh, this might be entertaining. And I was just watching it like... Like, I watched it the same way I watched ISIS beheading videos. It's not like... So I'm furiously masturbating.
Yeah, I was going to say wanking to Bob.
Yeah, so some sports that we don't need making happen. Like Jack, it's all right. You can just say you're going for a piss, mate. you've got like a proper like routine to your days, like you're proper sticking to that. Like, so what do you do in the evenings? How are you keeping entertained?
We are just downloading the fuck out of anything that we've not seen before. Yeah.
We are. It is that stressful. Every day we're like, God, we just need a new show to watch. I wish there was something. Mm. Our biggest agitation on Netflix is we like horror and like sci-fi. I like horror the best. And it's like, you think it's going to be... I don't want to read subtitles. That's what I'm saying. All right? There's a lot of subtitle horror movies out there.
I'm with you. Like, if I wanted to read a book, I'd read a fucking book.
And it's like, we choose...
Sure, you're not American.
Canadian. But yeah, so it's aggravating. We're trying to find new platforms, but like, I don't know. What other platforms are there? We tried... Rakuten TV.
Oh yeah, I've got that. I haven't even looked on that. Like, one thing. Like, I'll tell you what I'd really recommend. Right, this is what me and my missus do. Like, what we do is, we watch reality TV competition shows. So where it's like people competing at a skill or something, and after the first episode, we do like a draft where we pick a team of like three competitors each. It depends on how many people are in the show. Sometimes we might get one person. You know. We do that and we compete viciously at it, right? It is honestly, it is the most important thing in our house. What we watch at the moment is Ink Masters. It's on Amazon Prime. There's like 9 seasons and we're on about season 6 and it's 3 all and it's fucking tense. And like, so basically, yeah, because we after the first episode, you can just about tell who's going to be good. We normally, you know, we normally pick the winner. We pretty much always pick the winner. But it's also the weirdest fucking reality show. You'd think it'd just be a competition drawing tattoos, but it's hosted by Dave Navarro. Oh.
Who's that from?
Like he was in, is it Alice in Chains he was in? I want to say Alice in Chains. He was also in the Red Hot Chili Peppers for a bit. But he's just a very...
Yeah,
he's just a very weird goth guy who, like, just sort of hovers around like a moomin. Just, like, floats into places. And, like, brushes his hair really elaborately away from his face all the time. It's honestly the weirdest show. I've seen it fucking ages. And I want everyone to watch it because... I'm furious about the last season. There is no way. Right, if you're watching Dave Navarro, what you did to Clean Rock One is unforgivable. Unforgivable. So, yeah, I'd recommend that.
To, One Hot Minute by the Red Hot Chili Peppers was even worse.
Are they still doing gigs with their shirts off? Like, they're in their, in your 50s. Like, put a fucking shirt on.
Yeah, they've got to be. He's still doing gigs with his shirt off.
He gets away with it, though, because he's on his own.
Yeah.
Well, the rest of them, the gang, it's like, what's your name? And my name's Flea.
Yeah, I think Iggy Pop totally gets away with it. Iggy Pop's Iggy Pop. I think Iggy Pop's fine. But I saw The Offspring when they were in like their 50s and they were still in like board shorts and they're like, yeah, man.
James hanging down.
Yeah, totally. And they're like, and they've got plugs in their ears still. And like, there was like, they're like throwing popcorn into the crowd out of big cannons. And it's like, now you need to fuck off and do an acoustic album, innit? One of you needs to like start doing jazz or something. Like, this is not. You can't do I Hate My Dad when you're fucking 56. Come on, grow the fuck up. Like, it applies to everyone.
That's therapy. That's what you need.
What is that?
You need like therapy by that point, not like to be making albums.
Yeah, completely.
Have a drink, for fuck's sake.
Who is the worst live act you've ever seen? Because people are getting nostalgic about going to live music, but he sometimes is a fucking slog.
Oh, I've got one on this, if I may. Paul Oakenfold. I know it's not technically band music, but he fucking ruined everything. a night in Gatecrasher one night. He ruined the entire evening. And the guy that was supposed to be on after him, Marco V, was a techno DJ. And Oakenfold was just dog shit all night. There was no proper like feel to the place like there normally was. And Marco V was like, I can't follow this because I'm well too hard. And we were like, no, we need you. And the promoter told him to fuck off. So Paul Oakenfold just did another 4 hours.
Fuck me.
Oh, wow. Floaty, dappy, wappy, dog shit. Yeah.
Mate, yeah. How about Groove Armada when we saw him, mate?
Oh, they were... boring.
Groove Armada.
Yeah. Oh, Boney M as well. Do you remember? They were shocking.
Oh, fuck off, man. I was tripping bollocks during that. I had a great time. Like, we were at Beat Herder Festival in the daytime watching Boney M, and I was just absolutely high as balls, peaking on acid, just shouting, play Mary's Boy Child.
Do the Christmas one!
Play Mary's Boy Child! Just pissing myself laughing. I was so high during that performance, I watched a bubble float into the sky and then cried at how beautiful it was. Like, I was fucking... Gone.
It when people do that. I love it when people have big emotional reactions.
I get sensory overload going shopping, but I don't mind taking acid.
Because then it's sensory overload in a good way, man. Like, I would heartily recommend acid to anyone. Like, it's not anyone. Like, some people. Yeah, I suppose if you've got the dark thoughts locked away in there, probably not the best.
That has to be the key.
Yeah.
No, I don't need to acid. Oh my God. Like, what, 12 hours of paranoia and insecurity?
Nope.
That's all Monday. I don't need a fucking drug to recreate a feeling that I naturally have already. Nah. That's why I smoke weed to feel happiness.
Yeah, that's what acid does. Acid gave me the calm.
That sounds like a tweet. Like, if acid was a day, it would be Monday. You know, like one of them tweets.
Well, like, no, like, it's, like, it made me calmer than I've ever been in my fucking life. It's genuinely, like, there is nothing better in the world than an acid trip done right.
You know what? That's interesting, though, because if you... Let's go back to your ADHD. Let's talk about your condition for a moment.
Sure, my serious condition. I am fundraising currently.
Yeah, well, ADD, like, true in a lot of forms, you know, Ritalin is what brings them down. So I'm not surprised that a stimulant like acid might actually be doing, I don't know, chilling you a little bit out.
Interesting. Did Danny just open a bottle of champagne, sorry, in the middle of what you just said?
Yeah, he opened me some Prosecco.
You guys are living large. I fucking love it. But yeah, you might be onto something there, but I don't think I'm alone in enjoying taking acid. I think, like...
Well, a lot of people microdose, though. A lot of people are into just, like, teeny tiny bit.
Yeah, I recommend a full dose. I think that's the way to go.
Mushrooms took me down a dark path, and so ever since then I've been like pots when I'm sticking to 100%. I even gave up booze before pot in a heartbeat.
Oh, I did that.
The microdosing thing is a very middle class thing to do, isn't it? It's like
you're assuming a lot about your own like ability to be like restrainful.
Yeah, and it's like, like I do not have that at all. And like, also, like, but it's like CBD oil as well. It's really fucking expensive. And like, you don't
very
like,
expensive.
And like, it's really hard to like, at first, it's a bit hard to know what it's doing. Like, it's really like, I do it all the time. It's great. But like, I've, you know, I've got a hookup. But it's, it's a very middle class thing to do to spend like 50 quid a month to just feel slightly better.
My dog's on CBD oil.
Right, speaking of middle class, fuck me.
Yeah. Yeah, he's it like calms his anxiety down at night.
You've got an anxious dog.
Yeah.
How do you know if your dog's anxious?
I just keep showing it pictures of
It's got no nose.
Yeah. I keep showing it pictures of the Wuhan wet market. I'm just like, that's where you'll end up.
You know what, though? To be fair, in CBD oil's defense, yes, it's expensive. Yes, this and that. But because I'm a big pot advocate, big marijuana fan, I want to use it to its utmost.
Cheers,
everyone.
Cheers.
As I speak about marijuana, cheers, everyone. And so CBD oil, I was like, all right. So I did some research. There's only a few places in the UK that you can get it when it's cold pressed, which is important. Cold pressed and very pure. Otherwise, like if you're going to Holland and Barrett, no, that's fucking ridiculous. Grow up and like take it for real. So
I get it from a place in Stockport where they make it nice.
Yeah. 30%, 40% is the maximum that can be before it turns into THC. 40% will help with physical and like anxiety and whatnot, but 30% is more anxiety and emotional issues. So I started to take CBD oil. They say 4 drops a day. And I was like, all right. Didn't really notice the difference. But did it for about 3 months. Stopped taking it. And I'll tell you what, I get it. Like,
yeah, me too.
It's just a lot easier to go down a real like paranoia or like negative thinking path. And it didn't dawn on me because I didn't take it for like a month. And then one day I was like, God, I don't know. And I was like,
Yeah,
so
totally.
I do believe CBD oil does.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I know there's like no scientific, I don't know if there's the science for it. You know, I can only speak of my own experience. But shout out to Bud's Life, actually. They're a friend of the show who've like sent me some stuff in the past.
I should try getting from them then.
They're great. They do patches, they do vegan gummies, they do all sorts of stuff. It's really good. But like, I got into it through them. They contacted me, fan of the show and all that, sent me some stuff. It was nice. So I tried it out then, and like, I really noticed all that stuff I was saying about like getting, I don't deal with frustration well. I get really wound up, and like, it just sort of spirals on itself. But if I have CBD, doesn't happen. I'm just a genuinely more pleasant person to be around when I have it. Like, I think it just levels me just in a really gentle way. It doesn't feel like taking a drug. It just feels like I'm just less of a cunt.
Cum juice.
Yeah. I think that's the best recommendation for it. Like, are you a bit of a cunt? Do you want to be slightly less CBD oil?
CBD oil does help.
Yeah, so you know, like I'm always wary about giving like you know, making scientific claims, but it definitely is something I notice helps me.
That's what it actually stands for as well. CBD cunt brings down.
Oh god.
What's your favourite drug, Jack?
I don't really get on. Well, I haven't been so.
Murder.
Killing.
Yes. When I can, as long as someone holds them in place.
Now Jack does jiu-jitsu, you know, he's fucking handy.
Yeah, I don't know. I stopped drinking about 18 months. I think we had a chat about this around the time. Yeah. We stopped as well. I've stopped doing that, and so I don't really do other stuff either, really.
Have you ever in your life, though, did you ever try anything at some point?
Yeah, I've socially smoked weed a little bit, but like.
Did David Walliams not give you any Charlie? Was he holding out?
I had to get off. I had a curfew.
Like that's Ket. He's cut that with Ket, you know.
Jesus Christ.
I think I met David Walliams 3 days ago. Someone would be a taxi.
I don't know how I would manage with any of the heavy psychedelics.
There are things to be done carefully and right. Like, I would, if anyone is watching this who thinks of doing it, don't do it at the moment. It's too tense a time to be doing fucking acid right now. Like, chill. Although to be fair, like, you know, if you know what you're doing with it, I wouldn't try it for the first time during a fucking pandemic. Yeah. You want to be somewhere nice with nice people.
Basically. You do it, and then the clapping would just never stop.
It's always 8 p.m. Yeah.
Guys, I can feel our NHS workers inside me.
I understand. We're all one unit. We're all together.
Yeah. I am the NHS, guys. Yeah?
You are the NHS.
This tree is the NHS. I'm going to clap this tree. Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you know what? At the end of this, all the NHS workers should get, like, fuck a badge and all that. I've been thinking about this when I was thinking about the billionaire thing. And that every single NHS worker should get to meet the Queen, right? It should be like, we just start.
They all shake her hand.
Do it now, yeah.
But they've all got to ask her the same question, right? She's like, just go up to her and be like, what happened in the Matrix? And then the Queen's got to tell you. Just fucking fuck with her, you know what I mean?
She's got to explain the whole plot.
Like complicated. Plot.
Yeah, and so like next person up's just like, what happened in Inception? can you explain Memento, please? In order, no, chronological, not the film order.
Just by day like 900, she'd walk in, she's just smoking with her sleeves rolled up, really angry.
they definitely should get like more money. Like, you know, I think that's fair enough. Like, give them more money. Like, surely you should be on like, you know, time and a half at the moment in the NHS. Like, if you work in fucking Morrison's, you get time and a half on fucking like Christmas Eve. Like, I think like every day's Christmas Eve at the moment, innit? Except you can't have the piss up where, you know, you meet all the people who make you sad in your hometown. Tell you what, like, that was a tradition.
You can Zoom them, pal. You just find them, email them. It's even easier.
Have you had any of this where, like, people that you would never normally talk to are getting in touch because they're bored during this? It's like, right, I don't want to be a dick, but like, I'm already speaking to, like, people I like all the time. So, like, I don't need, like, someone I met at a gig, like, 6 years ago once. Like, you know, I'm sure you're a nice bloke, but, like, fucking talk to your friends.
Yeah.
And just catching up on, like, Facebook Messenger. And you're just, like 2 a.m, and you're like, oh, no.
I've had loads of that, man. Loads of, like, random messages. Like, you know, like, most of it, obviously, people are bored.
If I get a message.
Sorry, mate.
Yeah, go for it.
I forgot what I was going to say. I was so distracted.
Shh,
guys,
stop.
Pay attention.
I was distracted because the connection started going and then I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, yeah, that was it.
Are you sure you don't have ADHD?
No, I'm too normal for that. No, it's like if someone messages me on Facebook and the message starts with just checking in, I unfriend that person.
Good to know.
I don't block them. I just unfriend them because I wanted to see what they,
you know.
I'm always with those sort of people, like, it's always the people, like, being a comedian, it's all the people who have like 400 mutual friends and I've never fucking heard of. Like, who are you? There are people who just add every comedian. Like, it's always people who've done a comedy course, innit? They've done a fucking comedy course.
Tell
and
you
they
what,
got
Rob, they want to try being a promoter.
Have you ever done that? Like,
talk about DMs then.
When you were a landline. Remember when you had a landline?
Hey, yeah. Get us a good northern humour now.
Landline.
And he put the phone down on me. No, I put the phone down on him and he rang me back. And I went, hello? And he rang me back just to put the phone down on me. Have you ever done that with like a fucking... I've noticed someone on Facebook has deleted me. Then I've added him as a friend again. Like, they've accepted. And then I've gone in and just deleted him again.
It's not as dramatic. It's not as dramatic an action, though, because, you know, it used to be when you put the phone down, you'd be like, fuck off. Now you just got to go.
I still do the motion.
Yeah, just throw your phone. I think you can throw a phone now.
He's broken in the last year.
I've got to quick leave the group.
Right, where is it?
Those groups you get added to, though, with the banter that gets forced on you as well.
Oh, mate.
I can't do it.
Mate, old men.
I don't want to leave them because what if I miss something? That's my problem now. I get into these groups, someone's chosen me, I'm like, oh, and then I'm like, oh, but if I leave...
I've got like, you know, there's group chats I will happily be in, but most of them, or like most of the time, like I get like, I know a lot of like middle-aged or older blokes from like pubs and stuff. And like, they just send the worst fucking banter. Like they send like these, like they'll send a video of like someone in a pub telling a pub joke and it being like, it's got like 15 million views and it just depresses me.
Yeah,
that smashes it.
You go, don't you know Dave Chappelle exists?
Yeah, they don't though. They don't, mate. I had people like the pub I used to work in when I go back, just being like showing me clips of Mrs. Brown's Boys on their phone. Like, hey, it's like I do this for a job, man. It's like showing a surgeon like a botched tit job. No, they're looking in the different directions. Yeah.
Hey, do any of you have, like, someone on Facebook who just puts, like, terrible toppers on your statuses?
Yeah, loads of them.
Yeah. But
comedians now.
Yeah, but it's always bad comedians who really do it. Like, because, like, you know, good comedians will put something funny, and then it's like, that's good. That's great. But, you know.
Yeah, it's horrible, though, isn't it? When you think, but when you're like, I should like this because I want to be nice.
I know, and if you've liked every other comment on a post, if there's like 40 comments and you've liked all of them.
I'll do that, yeah.
And there's one that's so bad.
I'll leave out one. I'll just leave out one, yeah, just, so that he knows.
Yeah, you know you fucked up. You fucked up. That is
a lot of times as well, it's like a sort of... They're over familiar as well, so it's like, well, where's that come from?
Yeah, they're like really like having like swing with a joke.
Do you get that more because you've like been on telly? Do you get people like talking to you as if they know you?
A little bit maybe in the street, but I don't have a weird like on Facebook. Like you say, it's mostly comedians who've done comedy courses and stuff that will put slightly strange things on Facebook.
Yeah,
I'd take that.
Like it's the thing, like, you know, Facebook is a cruel but fair system where you can see exactly how funny the thing you've just posted is. Because like my favorite thing in the absolute world, what I consider a victory, is when I put a comment that gets more likes than the original post. Right, that is when you have won. Right, I think at that point, like the person that you've done that to is now your bitch.
Yeah,
I can add all your friends as my friends.
Yeah, I win them all. It's
more.
Like conkers. Like, you know, when you beat a conker, you get all the kills that conkers add.
The Highlander.
Imagine a message on like a group chat saying, "Hey lads, do me a favor, go on someone's status and like my comment, please."
I'd fucking do it, man.
Having a row with someone, yeah.
Oh man, you fucking get that. Like, but people do at the same time. Getting 5 likes from people who always agree with you about everything isn't the same as having actual support for a point.
No, it No, those 5 likes, that's 1 like, basically.
Yeah,
that's
basically. Like. Yeah, it's like, always like it. Yeah, it's like, oh, yeah, that is what your opinion is about everything. You've got that set of opinions. You all share those. That's fine. I get that you're all on that team and that that team exists as well, but I still think you're being dumb.
Like, well, this is the test, though. If I get, like, those 5 likes in an argument I'm having with someone and I feel like I'm winning, or if I'm losing, I'll put PM those 5 people who've liked the comment and just be like, listen, I'm going to fuck this guy up. I'm coming round in a van right now. We're all going round. I'm going to fuck this guy up. That's the test. That's the...
Yeah, that is great, though, when you get those people who are getting a gang of mates together to go kick someone's head in on Facebook, like genuinely doing it. You go, mate, you do realise other people can see this.
Yeah.
At times I've seen, like, a 40-odd-year-old guy going, hey, tagged his mate in it and gone, are we going round with baseball bats? And you're like, No,
where does he live, Gary? Well, they know where you're gonna be.
Yeah, like even if you are gonna do it, probably best not to broadcast that.
And incriminate your friend who can drive. Yeah.
Well, are you gonna go live as you get there? Like, hello guys. Right, we're off to kick this concert in.
Non-sting.
The left wing have got
nurses should have PPE and psychos have got let's kill everybody in a van. It's just nutcase virtue signaling.
That's why like I never argue with people on Facebook, because no matter what you put, if you put something that where you're genuinely angry, it looks ridiculous by the fact that you've got a little picture of your stupid fucking face. What is the point in arguing on Facebook?
It is ridiculous.
You've got a picture of yourself with your fucking kids or a dog going out on a holiday or something like that.
Yeah, no, it is absolutely absurd. And like, no one's convincing anyone.
And send them death threats from an anonymous account.
Sometimes it's good to pop into like your local community forum or something, just so you can like role play as Christopher Hitchens or someone really clever. So you can like just go and run a coach and horses through the arguments of morons, just to see what real clever people feel like.
Yeah, you can give yourself like backstory. I've been on like community forums and I've like pretended that I've had like, you know, like a donkey or something, because it's like a donkey sanctuary forum, and I've just like role played and made up a little story for myself, little background. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I love you, but you have far too much time. I want you to start gardening or doing yoga or something. This is not healthy for anyone. I get so fucking annoyed to be like, yeah, there you go.
No,
there
what are you doing? Last thing we need is more comedians with fucking ukuleles. You get back to your trolling, don't you?
Adam, why did you just show us a normal size guitar then?
I was waiting for that. There it is.
It was good.
It looks like a Mexican guy wishing someone happy birthday.
Angry Mexican.
Oh, jeez. Like, you know what? I think this might be about a place to just about wrap this up, you know.
It's definitely time. Are you kidding? I don't want to know what kind of conversation happens after this. Or at least let's stop recording.
Yeah. Totally. We'll do some of that.
And if we don't wrap it up now, Rob will get distracted. So.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I've just heard a noise outside, so I need to go investigate.
Yeah, just give him some acid. He's fine.
Yeah, I'll go chill.
Yeah, exactly. Unless it's a shit echo.
Honestly, guys, this one was like loads of fun. So thank you so much. Come back on anytime, all of you, definitely. But we'll go around before we go. Like, I'll give you time in turn to like tell people about yourself, plug anything you want to plug, because you've been very funny, so I'm sure people want to see more from you. Staunty, you currently have Will Duggan's handle in front of you on Twitter. I knew you wouldn't want your own.
I'll leave it.
Yeah, I know. I knew he wouldn't want his own, so I'll just put Duggan's on.
Nice one.
Yeah, there we go. So follow Will Duggan. Also, if you want to phone him, there is an episode, I think it's about episode 8 or something. If you look back in the playlist on YouTube, like about episode 8, the title of that episode is Will Duggan's actual phone number. So give him a call. That is his real phone number. It's on there. So, yeah, give him a ring. Jack, tell him about yourself, mate.
I'm on Twitter, at Fat Jacko. I'm going to try and do some online content fucking stuff like this, which you'll hear about on there.
You should be an agent, right. Jack.
What's that?
You should be an agent.
Yeah, that's my spiel.
Yeah, it's real slick.
Actually, can I just say, I've never met Jack before, and it was really nice to meet you.
I didn't know you guys didn't know each other.
Nice to meet you, too.
Oh, well, there we go. We're making introductions on here.
I've just slagged off over familiarity on Facebook, but I think we are Facebook friends, despite never having met. So
I think we are, yeah.
Well, there you go. You've virtually met now. Isn't that lovely? And actually do follow Adam on, like, Twitter and that. He's Staunty87 on there. He's really funny. Like, puts out loads of really funny stuff, but doesn't really give a fuck about publicising himself. He's just like, yeah, but like consistently, mate, you make me laugh more than most people. So like,
it is, Rob. Thank you.
No, you do. Like, you're on, like your videos are really, really funny. So like, yeah, I enjoy them.
And crucially, they're quite short as well.
That is true. Yeah, he keeps them short. You should honestly be on TikTok.
Playing to type.
Get them on TikTok. Right. Like, Daddy Allison, what have you got? Like, take turns and then tell them about yourself. Allison, you go first, mate.
Okay, my name is Allison June Smith. I think my Twitter handle is Allison J Smith.
It is. It's on the screen at the moment, so they can see. If they're watching the video, they can see it's Allison J Smith.
You have my Instagram up as well. I have an Insta.
Awesome. If it's different, it's not on the screen.
I think it might be different. So you can obviously tell there's lots of new content coming out all the time when I don't know the handle. When live comedy starts again.
Danny, Allison, are you not tempted to like do sketches together, like a couples thing?
We've talked about it.
Yeah. Actually, the podcast idea that we have is we would like to do a podcast about horror movies. We're obsessed with them. We watch them all.
Awesome.
The time.
Do that. That would be great. Like, you two are both really funny. Just do that. Like, you've got a microphone now. Like, that's all it fucking takes. Just do it.
I got a mixer, pal. Like,
oh, fucking get you pro. Yeah, like, do that. That'd be brilliant. Definitely do that.
So look out for that podcast.
Yeah, when it comes out, I'll retweet it and stuff. That'd be great. Because Alison's an absolute killer stand-up as well. Yeah, there you go. There's two retweets for you. Jack's not retweeting shit.
I'm not, no.
He's got an image to maintain.
It's really because I'm scared of horror films.
We'll help you through it. We'll make you see the good side of them.
That's a good, yeah, add that to the
show.
There
we go, there's a pitch.
My favourite horror film is The Thing.
Great film.
Yeah.
I don't really like horror films.
Really?
Nah, not really. Like, not my bag. Like, but you know, I've got nothing against those who do.
You need to find your type of horror film, because here's the thing, I hate gore. Yeah. I don't like blood and guts. I like feeling scared.
Ah, see, I don't.
Do you know what I like?
How are you with Danny?
Every day I'm living a horror.
Any minute, like a coiled spring.
Just played on a Call of Duty. She looks viciously jamming today.
Stands on the shed for like 6 hours at night.
I don't like horror films, but I do like the NHS. So.
Yes. Yeah, lovely.
Okay, Danny.
Danny, tell them about yourself, mate.
I'm Danny Sutcliffe. There's a couple of
He's very funny online.
Yeah, Danny's Twitter is really funny. It's like it's inexplainable.
He has his own voice.
He's very unique.
Yeah, saying Danny has his own voice is fucking fair. Like, basically,
he has his own everything that he does.
Does he have his own testicles?
he does.
And next week, I think on Tuesday, I'm actually guest hosting an episode of IC News for Sam Gore.
Ah, nice. Yeah, I do some stuff on that. I do voices on there.
It's a good one this week.
But yeah, follow...
Yeah,
so follow Danny on Twitter. Basically, he tweets the stuff that he would have been shouting off the roof of his shed anyway.
You'd be helping me if you just follow him.
Voices on it, Danny, or do you just do your own voice?
Sorry, mate.
Do you do, like, proper voices, or do you just do... Because I've always wondered, can you do any voice apart from your own? Can you do an accent?
Yeah, I can do, like, accents and stuff like that.
Can't come tonight, guy, because he's working. He's fucking working.
I really hope with 2 minutes to go, this doesn't devolve into racist accents.
Hang on, just let me get my paint. Let me get my paint and sellotape for the eyes.
What's that? No, it's a Chinese market trader.
It's not Chinese.
Yeah.
What
I've always wondered, because you know what's annoying is how everyone thinks doing an Indian accent is racist, but like it's the most fun accent to do.
And oh, it's brilliant.
Without getting called a racist. It's like a little roller coaster. It's so, you know what I mean? I love it and you can't do it.
Yeah.
No, I disagree. I think Scouse is the funnest accent to do. I can't do accent.
Well, yeah, but that's just my voice, isn't it? So I don't have
to. Yeah, yeah.
Gotcha.
Oh, I thought you were doing a pretend accent for the whole time. No?
To be
fair, I just like doing the head wobble. I just like that bit. Yeah. No, not the Scouse one. Not the Scouse one.
We're still doing Scouse.
Right. I'm gonna wrap this one up before I get cancelled while there is no jobs to be had. If you've enjoyed this episode, like, we're collecting donations for the Trussell Trust, so there's a link below. Truck them some money if you've got any at the moment.
What's
that'd be appreciated.
Trussell Trust?
It is a food bank charity. No, it's a food bank charity for people who are desperately poor and starving.
So fast that they need a trust.
So basically, we're feeding comedians.
Open spots.
That'll be the prize in gong shows in about 4 months.
People who don't know how to use the internet.
Yeah, exactly, man. My special's coming up in a second. Like, there's going to be a link on the screen. So if you want to watch some high quality stand up comedy,
please click X.
Sorry, Rob, no, totally worth it. Right, I'll be back again on Monday. This is Friday. Oh, cool. I've got a couple of days off. I'll be back on Monday. I haven't booked next week yet, so we'll have a surprise, but it'll be fun. I'll have some nice people, I'm sure. So watch that. Oh, I've got really high now. I'm going to leave and eat a lot of things. You guys are great. Please, genuinely, all of you come back on. Staunton, you already fucking have. Do it again. We'll sort out your microphone. We'll get it working. But you other guys, lovely to see you. This has been Living La Vida Lockdown. Bye!